to see you is the end and the beginning. You carry me and you go before. You are the journey and the journey's end. Amen. It's summertime, so Father Ed's gonna be, you know, doing some stuff. One of my favorite movies is As Good As It Gets. Is this As Good As It Gets? My cousin Helen Hunt was in the movie. And she has a son, Spencer. And at the restaurant where she works, she's talking to a patron, and she says, "He's a little blonde angel. You just want to hug him. Just want to hug him." Angels, on the other hand, are more like Pulp Fiction, which is another one of my favorite movies. You don't really, and the third one, one of the most favorite movies in seminary was Dogma, with the angel shooting off his wings and stuff. It was pretty awful, but he said, you know, "I'm an angel. I'm not a human being. I don't look at the world the same way that you do. God sent Jesus into the world and had him preach this parable in a way to say that God sees our lives differently than we do." The parable is very compelling because it speaks to a gut-wrenching, floor-soul kind of thing that we have. Because we want to separate. We want to separate. We want to say, "You're the wheat and you're the chaff. You're the weeds and I'm the wheat." As Samuel L. Jackson said, "I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd." We want to hear this story and it makes us feel good because how many of us think we're the weeds? Really? Well, this is Detroit. Sorry. We don't think of ourselves as the weeds. We think of ourselves as the wheat. We're the ones that are going to be gathered into the barn. We're the ones who are beloved of God. We are the ones who will, you know, live next to those unholy and unrighteous people and suffer their existence along next to us, but in the sure and certain hope that when judgment day comes, when harvest time comes, they, not me, they are going to be gathered up and burned, and I, because I'm righteous, I'm going to be gathered into the barn and I am going to be the body of Christ. I know this because I go to church every single Sunday. I can't be the weeds. It's impossible. A friend of mine is a gardener and she's an excellent gardener. She is an awesome person as well. She said, "A weed is a flower where you don't want one." All of you hay fever sufferers out there, ragweed, yes, it's a child of God, sorry. Goldenrod, bad pollen, oak pollen, the whole nine yards. God does not make junk. God makes everything in God's image. And yeah, you can't eat the seeds from ragweed, and you can't eat the seeds from the stuff that grows up amongst the corn. I come from upstate New York. It's corn country. It's the only thing they feed the cows, that and soybeans and hay. Hay is just grass. I mean, really? What if we are the weeds? What if we are all beloved of God? What if we were all going to be gathered into God's holy temple? All of us, the weeds and the wheat, because wheat's just grass. Really is. It's grass. Doesn't take a whole lot of skill to grow, and it's only good because it's commercial. What if we saw ourselves as all of the children of God? What if we did not separate one from the other? What if we considered ourselves as unworthy as the person sitting next to us? What if we considered our lives to be entirely worthy of redemption because, for God's sake, we need it? We do. Because if we are so self-righteous, if we think that we are the wheat, heaven help us when judgment day comes. Because you don't want to be surprised when that sickle comes by and you're thinking something else. Humility is what Jesus is saying. He says, anyone with ears, listen. You are not the wheat. You are the weeds. And you are just as worthy of God's redemption as someone who arbitrarily makes your life more or less worthy than somebody else's. It doesn't make any difference. God created each of us, warts and all of the terrible things that we've done, all the good things we've done, everything. The psalm today says a lot to me. You know who I am. You know my sitting down and my getting up. You know my thoughts. You know who I am. You can hide and you can run, but you're not going to escape the hand of God. And the hand of God is not this judgment thing that we should be afraid of. The hand of God is the hand on our shoulder, kind of pushing us forward to say, Ed, do better. Or let's try something else. Or can we do this? Why do you have to rely on your own devices and desires all the time? Yes, you're a weed. I love chicory. The blue flower on the side of the road, it's a weed. People make a living getting rid of that stuff. I planted that in my front yard when I was in upstate New York. People wanted to cut it down because it was ugly. And I said to the person who was from the city who was going to cut down my garden, he said, oh, these are weeds, they're worthless. And I said something rather unchristian and very uncharitable, which I will share with you. I said, well, have you looked in the mirror lately? It's true, though. It's true. Beauty, ugliness, worthiness, goodness, it's a human construct. It's not a God construct. We are all created in the image of God. In the image of God, we were made. In the image of God, we go forth in our lives and we stumble and we fall and we do stupid stuff. But we are still, at the end of the day, worthy to be gathered up into the barn. Whether we're a ragweed or a wheat, whether we're corn or alfalfa, or whether we're chicory. We don't deserve to be cut down and thrown into the fire because each soul is a part of God. And that's who we are. Let us go forth as the children of God and do this and not give in to the human failing of separating one from the other just because someone has decided that wheat is good to eat and ragweed isn't. Let us remember that we are all daughters and sons of God, and let us not give in to that temptation because it will lead in places that you don't want to go. Let us hold fast to the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and not look one to the other and say, I'm wheat and you're weeds. Let us look one to the other and say, you are a child of God. Let anyone with ears listen. Amen.